The Unsung Heroes of World War II. Known as pianists, the clandestine radio operators were mainly selected from the SOE training program. The skills required were not in sabotage and reconnaissance as other SOE agents, but in Morse code and blending into society. Women were mainly chosen as they had a natural ability for wireless telegraphy. Most recruits were exiled native speakers who were willing to risk their lives for their native country. Training concentrated on ciphers, defence, combat and survival training. The pianists were mainly landed on the ground by Lysander aeroplanes. Parachuting was considered too risky for both the radio and the operator. Their number one priority was not to arouse suspicion with the locals, so a good cover story was always essential. There was a high risk of the radio signal being detected. Pianists were constantly on the move, moving from house to house with the radio in a suitcase. Operation was far safer with a longer range in the countryside, where the radios were housed in metal cases stored in ditches, fields, woods and barns. The pianists would not have known any other resistance agent and may have lived a very solitary life in the community. Communications with the resistance and the SOE would have been pre-arranged by message drops, hidden in everyday objects. Despite their isolation, the life expectancy was very limited and many ended up using suicide pills to evade capture. Except for aerial photography, the pianists provided the only method of the Allies had of obtaining intelligence from the occupied countries. Without historic work of these pianists, we may have lost World War II.